بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم لا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين. By the name of Allah, Almighty, All Merciful, Most Beneficent and Most Magnificent. Who is A'd al-Adu, most terrible enemy? Who is that one? عاد العدو نفسك التي بين جنبيك. The teacher of all universes. Teacher of every creature in existence, the teacher on earth and the teacher on heavens. He is beloved servant of Allah Almighty. Sayyidina Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First teacher. Who taught him? His Lord taught him. He learned from Allah Almighty. You must believe and you must know. You must believe that Sayyidina Muhammad, peace be upon him, he is greatest teacher of everyone. Who can learn something, he learned through that one, beloved Muhammad, peace be upon him. He taught angels on heavens, because he was first creature that created by Allah Almighty. He was the first. Before him, no one created. And his name first written before any other name. His name written as beloved Muhammad Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You as Muslims, you must believe and know. And whole mankind must learn and must know. For everything must be a beginning, and the beginning of creation is the creation of beloved servant Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Almighty began with him for his creation. How old are he? You can't ask how old Allah Almighty. No. Time and space created by Allah Almighty. Time and space on this planet. We are going out, time finishing, and space going to be through this huge existence, everyone's existence going to be small spots, going to be disappear. And the Lord who surrounding this huge existence, this huge space. And what is space? Where it begins and up to where it ends, this space. And directions finishing through space. And beyond that space, where it is limits, the Lord, no one can ask when he was, his existence eternal, pre-eternal up to eternal, and he created his beloved Muhammad's nur, his lights, from his divinely lights, he created Muhammad, peace be upon him. And he said to that light, lights of Muhammad, nur of Muhammad, peace be upon him. Allah Almighty, to whom was addressing? Without anyone he was addressing, if I am sitting here, no one here, and I am addressing, people may say that Shaykh going to be myth. Because sitting and addressing and no one in front of him. To whom was Allah Almighty mutakallim? Speaking. And his speech ever ending. His speech not with letters or words or sentences or his speech never needs words or letters or sentences or sound or tongue or throat. But he is addressing no one's knowing how he is addressing, but he is addressing, speaking, and his speech ever ending. To whom? To nothing? Name written in front of his holy name. You know? La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. Look. Allah Jalla Jalalu Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah addressing to Muhammad. Yeah, must be someone. When the creation began, Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was first. As Allah Almighty first, Muhammad is first, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Almighty addressing and teaching him. Therefore, now from his teachings, millions of volumes, books through famous libraries. If you don't know, go to British Museum and see Islamic books. Who was spring of knowledge for where Muslim scholars, writers, philosophers, scientists, from where they are bringing that knowledge? Only one Muhyiddin. That it is only one drop. He brought such a knowledge that mankind's life not enough to understand what he brought from that knowledge. Oceans, from that wisdom oceans. Muhyiddin Ibn al-Arabi.
Subhanallah.
Qaddasallahu sirrahu al-ali. Madad. And In our days, no one can understand what Muhyiddin brought from reasons. Even awliyas, according to their levels, understand. Over that level, they are not understanding, they can't understand. So they are believing what they did. He is writing from where he was bringing. From the ocean of Muhammad, peace be upon him. Yes. Illiterate person. Oh, we are bringing that knowledge. Western people must think on it. Yes. They must look bravely, but they are fearing to look. If they are looking, they should be drawn to Islam. They are fearing from Islam. How they are claiming that they are brave ones? Fearing from Islam for what? What is the reason to fear from Islam? Islam is clear. Yes. And first, Jesus Christ bringing from that ocean only one drop. Moses brought one another drop. Every prophet bringing one drop. An ocean for Muhammad, peace be upon him. Because the Lord from pre-eternal, he created him and he taught him. He gave to his beloved one knowledge, wisdoms, from divine presence, from endless oceans of knowledge, humming to that one. He created to be great. Muhammad, peace be upon him, he is great. For all creatures, he is greatest. In divine presence, he is great. Among all creatures, he is greatest. No one can be greater than him, no. Everyone going to be through his greatness to be small ones, small ones, small ones, and finishing. As long as you are knowing that beloved one, his love runs through your heart. So many square-head people, they are not understanding anything from that prophet, from that beloved one. from His greatness. He created to be great, because He was going to represent Him, to represent the greatness of the Lord Almighty Allah. No one can imagine the greatness of the Lord. It is impossible. And making, creating Muhammad, peace be upon him, to be his representative. He representing. Not Jesus Christ, or Moses, or Abraham, or Isaac, or Noah, or Adam. No one. When sun shining, the stars finish. He is only representing daytime. When the night time, so many. Daytime finish. If sun shining, all the stars going to finish. Yes, you must know about that great one who created to be great. Because you can't carry more than your figure, and Allah Almighty is sending to you according to your size. He wasn't sending to you as in his king size. No any creature, no spaces, no universes, no even heavens can't carry his king size figure in the divine process. Muhammad, peace be upon him, Muhammad praised one. Up to eternal, people may run unto him, but it is impossible to reach to his king size figure in divine process. Sending as your figure. Allah Almighty sending Archangel Gabriel and his greatness out of our imagination. Archangel Gabriel, he is so big. One from his wings.
Feather.
One feather may take up whole Himalayan mountains. So gigantic being, Allah Almighty giving to Archangel Gabriel 600 wings. And if he is making his, spreading his wings, two of them, this east and west, it is going to be so narrow, and he is keeping like this. So, gigantic being for Archangel Gabriel. And one day he came to Prophet's meeting when he was sitting with Sahaba. He was coming as a man figure. And sitting there. Lord Almighty Allah, He may do everything. His power and capability endless. As He sent Archangel Gabriel as our figure, our Sahib, He sent Sayyidina Muhammad, peace be upon him, according to our sizes. If it is going to be like this person, people not familiarity, even some person going to be two meters, we are not too much familiar. We like to be on our side. Therefore Allah Almighty keeping Him to be with us through our figures. But His real being, His king-size being, through creatures, through creation, every creation should be created. It is only going to be one drop from His king-size being, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, surrounding. Yes, you must know. And all prophets coming to say about Him, and they said something, and every nation's saints, they know about Him something. Then they have been dressed sainthood, whole saints, past all of them, when they are knowing something about the greatness of beloved Muhammad, peace be upon him, then they have been dressed first servanthood dressing, then sainthood dressing, and they are coming for his service. Beloved Muhammad's service. This, what we are speaking on it, it is heavenly knowledge. I am not speaking from science to you. Science you know. Science we cannot understand from these things. We may understand from science, but science can't understand from knowledge. It's heavenly knowledge. Don't ask from where I'm bringing. From heavens I am bringing. If you can reach, you look if there is what I am saying there written or not. I am looking and reading what is written on it and say it. If you are blind, you can't see and you can't read. Heavenly language. Yes. But they are making me to translate with simple words of your language, English language. Yes. When you are going to approach, now from here, you can't read what is written on it, but when you are approaching, you can see, you can read. When you are approaching from Hizam table? Qabla. You may read. You may understand. Don't ask me, oh scholar, oh doctors, from where I'm bringing. I'm bringing from heavens. You reach, you may see. Look through Holy Quran, you may know. But they can't see even what is in it. Holy Quran. Yes. Lucky who can believe. We are trying to make people to believe because they lost to believe. 20th century people, they are material people, positive science, they are saying. Two becomes with two, four. That is their, what they are knowing. They lost to believe. They are asking everything with science to be solved, to be tested. Proof. If no proof from science, they are saying no. Go away. If no, who forcing you to believe? To believe is a honor for mankind. It is our honor. The Lord offered to his servants to believe. Who believing, giving them honor. Whom they are not believing, no honor for them. Heavenly honors dressed on believers. And you are saying something to believe. Prophets, all of them, they sat down and calling people to believe. Not something that they are looking, they are seeing, they are knowing. No. Calling people, prophets, to believe. And we are sitting here and calling people to believe. To believe through their Lord, and to believe through His beloved one, and to believe through His beloved ones. That is our mission. And therefore, pure souls flying from east, from west, and coming and landing, break here. Souls coming to find a break. Yeah? Break.
Rest.
Break. I'm not understanding what I mean.
Two breaks, break.
Because halfway, a little break.
Break can mean stopping.
Resting. Not stopping. If you're stopping, you are writing, stop. Okay? They are rest. What they are in need to complete. Language. Yes, Professor, say, he's not Professor. That's not. Okay? Rest. They are finding their rest through this humble meeting, because heavenly knowledge coming. I am not preparing something to say to you, no. But I have been ordered to sit here, and we are commanding you. What is that? Far away, commanding.
Remote.
You are our figure, saying heavenly beings, And we are controlling you.
SubhanAllah.
And we are looking what you are speaking.
Right.
And we are making this, what you should say there, bouncing. But you sit down and listen to our broadcasting. May Allah forgive us.
Amen.
And grants to all of you and to me to believe.
Amen.
That is highest honor for a person that he may reach. And Allah bless you.
Amen.
Allah, Allah. Coming, Fatiha.